Welcome to another episode of Parashah Point's Short Thoughts from the Weekly Torah portion. This week's Parashah Point comes from Metzorah, which is Hebrew for leper, and it goes from Leviticus 14:1 to Leviticus 15:33. This Torah portion gives purification laws for cleansing a leper and a leprous home, as well as laws governing various ritual impurities from bodily emissions. There's a lot we can talk about in this Torah portion. Today, we're going to talk about leprosy in light of Messiah. Leviticus 14:1-2. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "This shall be the law of the leprous person for the day of his cleansing. He shall be brought to the priest." The rest of this chapter goes on to give the elaborate instructions for how a leper could return to a state of ritual purity. It's worth noting that these instructions provide no cure for these various skin diseases. The leper would merely hope and pray that God would heal him. If and when that happened, he would come before the priest to be ritually cleansed so he could re-enter the community. Imagine being a leper in ancient Israel. Not only was it often physically painful, but also emotionally agonizing. Imagine the loneliness and pain that came with having to live outside the camp, away from the larger community. Imagine having to yell, "Unclean, unclean," to everyone who walks by so that they didn't come too near. Imagine being helpless, desperately yearning for God to intervene. When Messiah Yeshua walked the earth, a major part of his ministry was healing lepers, along with others afflicted with various illnesses. Yeshua was moved by compassion to minister to the social outcasts, the rejected, the hurting. The community that Yeshua established welcomes anyone from any background who puts their faith in him. There are many people who might feel like lepers today. Maybe you're one of them. Maybe you suffer from loneliness and a fear of rejection. You might feel like you don't belong. Know that it's God's heart to set the lonely in families, and in Messiah you have been received into God's family. As for the rest of Messiah's community, one of Yeshua's commands to his disciples was to cleanse the lepers. They were to intentionally seek them out and bring healing. Likewise, may we be intentional about seeking out those who might feel like lepers today, the lonely, the rejected, and the outcasts. Let us share the light and love of Messiah so people everywhere can be cleansed by his atoning work on the cross and received into his community. Thank you for joining us for another Parashah Point. We pray you've been blessed by this teaching. And remember, continue to test everything. Shalom.
It is because of you, our generous supporters, who make it possible to offer these high-quality teachings completely free of charge. If you feel led to support 119 Ministries so that we can continue this effort, please visit testeverything.net and click on the Support 119 tab. Learn how you can partner with us to take the whole Word of God to the nations.